There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Well, minutes left to play. We go to the fourth quarter. West Memphis leads it 28-23. Mountain Home, two possessions, two fumbles here in this second half. Big fourth down play here for the Bomber defense. It's fourth and two for the Blue Devils. They have to get inside the 40 to move the chains. Fourth down play, the handoff, Holmes back in. Holmes has a first down and then some. He is going to be tripped up at about the 32-yard line. He needed two, and he gets 12.
Well, they just run off tackle. You know, they're just locking down, kicking out, and he just running up the field. That's just pretty simple football right there.
It was. It was a 10-yard gain. I said 12. A 10-yard gain to the 32-yard line for Holmes, who's back on the field. He's had a huge night tonight for the Blue Devils. Troxler out of the pistol once again. Runs into his running back. That's Thomas who's in there. Thomas is going to be stacked up at the 30 after about a 2-yard gain.
Once again, quarterback turned the wrong way or something that time. It didn't look right back there.
No, it didn't. He actually doesn't know why Holmes has not been back out there. He carried and got the first down. And then they brought Thomas right back in. Second and 8 here for the Blue Devils. Handoff is again sweep left side. Thomas is going to be about a yard shy of a first down. He's going to be knocked down at about the 23-yard line, a pickup of 7. So it's going to be 3rd and 1 coming up, and Garen Holmes going back on the field. He'll come in for the third down play. 10:33 to play. West Memphis leads it 28-23. They're going to bring their big fullback in as well that they've been using tonight, Brandon Harvey, 5'7", 159, sophomore.
You just better get low on the defensive front right here because here they come.
3rd and 1, it's Holmes. Running behind the fullback, he's got the first down at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5.
Oh,
he's inside the 5, down at the about the 2-yard line. First and goal coming up here. First and goal at the 2. That was a 21-yard pickup for Holmes. He racks up the yards here tonight. 10 minutes to play. West Memphis about to make it a 2-score lead. Handoff is Holmes. Touchdown, West Memphis.
Holy
boy, I mean, just a huge hole to run through. Holmes, his 5th touchdown of the night. Comes with 9:48 left in the game. Blue Devils will kick the extra point here. This would make it a 12-point lead. Wigginton has shown he's a good kicker. This one is up and it is good. 9:48 to play. It's 35-23. West Memphis, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
9:48 to play. West Memphis now leading 35-23. They've reeled off 21 unanswered points. Kickoff goes into the end zone. Bombers will start at the 20. Well, Mountain Home's had two possessions. Both have ended with fumbles here in the second half. Boy, the last one was really tough because they had a nice drive going. They converted on fourth down at their own 34, and they were moving the ball. Well, last week we saw Mountain Home score pretty much at will against Searcy in the first half and early third quarter before Searcy was finally able to slow it down, and we're seeing a similar pattern here tonight. Mountain Home pretty much scored a will in the first half, but West Memphis made some good adjustments.
West Memphis made some adjustments, and I think we're a little tired. Oh, no.
McKay wants to pass. Linebacker rushing. Hits him in the backfield. He's going to be sacked back at the 11-yard line, a loss of 9.
We can't just stand there and watch the dadgum blitzing people. Now, part of it is I think we get a little tired.
Yeah.
Because we have so many good kids going both ways tonight. It's very, very warm and very humid. And, you know, it's.
Second down and about 19 here for Mountain Home. The ball's at the 11-yard line after the sack. McKay never had a chance on that play.
Here they come again.
And holy the ball snapped cow. To McKay, the center. Snaps it as the linebacker jumps over him, and McKay just has to run with it, and he's going to get positive yards, I guess, out to the 14, a gain of 3.
I think we was trying to get an offside penalty.
Officials kind of looking at each other. Coach Elmore's got his hands up in the air. He thought maybe there might have been a penalty there.
we were still the only one that moved with the center and Isaac.
Yeah.
If it was a penalty, they were jumping off sides. If we hadn't snapped it, they'd probably been off sides.
Third and 16 for Mountain Home from their own 14-yard line. Mountain Home barely gets the snap off. McKay to pass, looking long down the right sideline. It's incomplete. Overshoots David Waymeyer, the intended receiver. David's at least a foot taller than those two defensive backs back there trying to guard him, but the pass was about 5 yards beyond where he was, and the punt team comes on. Well, when you got that negative play on first down, it just kills you those next two downs.
Well, we're not a team, and we've known that all year long. We don't recover well from negative plays on the high percentage, the largest percentage of the time. We're a team that needs positive yards, whether it be 1 or 5.
Pouch to punt. Moving to his right, that rugby-style kick bounces at the 40 of West Memphis and out of bounds at the 43, and that's where the Blue Devils will have it. They'll have a short field to work with.
Short field right here.
.805 to play. The Bombers down 12. Blue Devils head back out. They've got Quincy Marshall going in a run back. Third running back they've put back there tonight. First down from the Mountain Home 43. Troxler to pass, looking long, left side, has a man, overshoots him. Up the left sideline was Jimmy Phillips, but the pass was over his head and incomplete.
That's what we've been trying to get him to do all night long.
Yes.
Just throw the deep passes, and we thought maybe his arm wasn't as accurate as it needed to be. But if you can't make them, if you can't stop the run, they're not going to throw it.
.759 to play. Second and 10 here for the Blue Devils. Troxler will hand it off. This is Marshall coming to the near side, running backwards and chased down by Owen Kraft. A loss on the play. Back to the 49-yard line. It's a loss of about 7.
Well, Kraft did a good job that time. He recognized that time and took a good angle. I love the angle he took. He never let that running back get across his face. Brought his legs with him and made that tackle.
We've got a flag on the play, and I thought the official made a motion like he was throwing somebody out of the game, which you don't see football officials make. He was sure upset at whatever happened. It's a loss of 6 back to the 49. Now let's see what this flag is and what's happened. Dead ball, personal foul, Mountain Home.
For goodness sakes.
Boy, we've had some of those this year, and that is...
You know, it's a dead ball play right there. We throw them for a 7-yard loss, and we get a personal foul.
Moves the ball to the 34.
After the play is over with. Yeah, you can't have that.
So it's 3rd and 2 here for the Blue Devils. Hand off near side. Holmes has the first down.
So you take them from a 3rd and long to a 3rd and short, turns into a 1st down, where you run your mouth and you hurt your team.
Yep. Pickup of 7 to the 27-yard line. I said it was Holmes. They got somebody new in there. That was Kelvin Love, number 19 on the carry that time. Picked up 7. First down here for the Blue Devils. Here's that jet sweep. And, boy, Stone is hit and dropped. What a hit by Mountain Holmes' Luke Foreman. Boy, Stone, the wide receiver, ran into a wall there.
Well, we did a good job. Made him cut back inside. Luke was right there waiting on him. And when he cut back and made that good form tackle, best tackle I've seen from our football, from our side of the line of scrimmage tonight.
Gain of 1 to the 26-yard line. 2nd and 9 coming up. Their band has played almost the entire fourth quarter. I didn't think they were supposed to play when the game was going on.
Not supposed to play especially when the other team has the football. I really wouldn't want them playing while I had the football, but it doesn't seem to be bothering West Memphis.
Here's a handoff coming to the near side. This is Love once again with the carry. He's going to take it to the 20. It's a 6-yard pickup.
Riley Peters on the stop that time. Once again, having to come from the inside linebacker spot right there and make that tackle. And, you know, we've needed to be stronger at the point of attack tonight to make them throw the football.
Latavian Thomas back in, a running back now for the Blue Devils with 6:08 to play. 3rd down here from the 20. 3rd and about 2. The quarterback Troxler keeps it and moving the pile, and he's going to be very close to a 1st down. He's got to get to the 18, and looks like he's there. They'll stop the clock and bring the chains out.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I thought it, and you said it. 5:46 left. Well, they got in trouble earlier in the game because Coach Elmore really jump the official's case.
Well, they're not bringing the change out because umpire just took the ball and walked it to the hash mark. That's the cardinal rule. You don't move it until the
– they're going to say they're a little short.
Well, I don't understand that because the down marker is right on top of the yard marker on the far side.
They put the ball right on the 23. I should say the 17, my bad. Straight ahead, Troxler once again, and the quarterback has it this time. He'll take it near the 15, so this was the first down. .519 to go. .18 first down of the night for West Memphis. Clock moving with 5:05 to play. Troxler working out of the pistol with Thomas behind him. He'll give it to Thomas. Hit in the backfield, drop, and Luke Foreman makes another nice tackle. No gain.
Going in from that defensive end spot. Close now. Recognize the play. Close down on it. Good job that time.
Second down and 10 coming up here for the Blue Devils. 4:28 to go. They're running the play clock each time. Running it inside 10 seconds, down to 6 right now. Motion is wide receiver, and boy, Owen Kraft crashes through and makes a tackle this time. A loss of 1 back to the 16 as Thomas is tripped up. So it's going to bring up third down, third and 11 from the 16-yard line. 3:49 to play. They signal the play in from the sideline. There's still 15 seconds left on the play clock. They don't have to snap this till there's about 2:30 or 2:31 left. Troxler will give it straight ahead. Love with the carry, hit initially by Foreman, slows him down. Everybody else comes in to finish him off at about the 13-yard line, a gain of 3. So fourth down coming up here for the Blue Devils. 3:14 to play. Late in the third quarter, Marion leading Jonesboro 42-24 right now. North Little Rock's defeated Cabot tonight. Fourth down and about 8 or so here for the Blue Devils. 2:49 to play. They're going to run the play clock down to 1 and then take a timeout here. Comes with 2:41 to play. We'll break. 35-23 our score. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, fourth down and about 8 coming up here for West Memphis. 2:41 left of the ball game. Blue Devils up 35-23. Bombers 1-point lead, 23-14. Fourth and about 8 here for the Blue Devils. Love is the running back. Troxler working out of the shotgun. Love flanks him on the left side.
They're unbalanced to the wide side of the field.
Troxler wants to pass, looking short side, is complete. Touchdown, West Memphis. That's Steven Stone.
Side in a little skinny post that time, didn't have any help in the middle of the field. Safety was up. And if they get to the middle of the field right there with no safety help, it's a pretty easy throw and catch.
2:38 to play. Now Wigginton in to attempt the extra point. Kick is up and it is good. 2:38 to play. It's 42-23 West Memphis. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take one to four.
James Schwartz with a return from the 8 out to about the 22. And that's where Mountain Home will start this drive with 2:32 left in the ballgame. Bob, the Blue Devils have reeled off 28 straight here in this second half. They're going to get the win here, but I'll tell you what a difference last week and this week we've seen out of this Mountain Home ball club.
Well, it is. You know, offensively, we've shown the ability to move the football. We're still a little bit inconsistent with negative plays, turnovers, which is what's plagued us in the second half. You know, the key thing is defensively. Defense and special teams are going to keep you in a ball game and give you a chance to win. We've got to be better defensively. You know, we played pretty good defense last week. We bent a bunch, but we didn't really break. We kept a high-scoring team to 28 points, which is good. Tonight, we just – and, of course, we talked about the mindset earlier tonight. It's tough to get motivated after – 14, 15, 16 weeks of football practice and everything else. It's tough to get motivated for, especially your last game away from home. It's just tough to get motivated for, and it's frustrating and everything else. But, you know, we've seen the improvement, and we talked earlier about, Coach Max got this bunch in July, and the option, it took a while to gel and mesh, and it's got a little bit better every week, and, it'll get a whole lot better in the off season, and, these seniors have had the transitional period. They've had to adjust, and with the coaching change and everything, so you have to give them credit for hanging in there like they did.
They have. And, boy, another thing, too, is the injuries.
Yes. We've lost about 10 kids to injuries this year.
And most of them two-way starters.
Yeah, it's just.
There's a toss sweep to Brad Liddy going up the right side. Liddy across the 30, and he's going to have a first down run out to the 34-yard line, and he has not gotten up yet.
He got hammered from behind, and both of them are down. I think the West Memphis kid that got him from behind and Brad are both down right now. I mean, he took a – those that you don't see coming are the worst ones. And he just made a slight cut back to the middle and ran right into the tackler.
There's a 12-yard pickup on the carry.
He's up.
He's up and punches the ground. As he gets up, boy, he's a fierce competitor, isn't he?
Boy, he is.
Takes his helmet off, and they're looking inside the helmet right now.
One of those ear knocker pad knockers where knock the ear pad loose inside, and it's rattling around.
Well, nice run for Liddy on first down.
That just a little pitch sweep right there. Wasn't any option look to it. Just turn and pitch it and try to seal down and – he got that foot planted and got up the field.
2-8. Fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. Ball kept by McKay. McKay is going to make his way out to the 40 with a gain of 6 on first down. Bombers no huddle. They'll hurry up to the line here. 1:50 left to play. Second down of four here for Mountain Home. Ball given to Junior Williams, and
well, he's going to be close. He rolled.
He is.
He rolled over on a defender, didn't hit the ground. They're going to mark him just a little short, I think.
It'll be interesting to see. Nasundi Elliott's keeping our stats for us, and once this one is over, Junior came into the game 48 yards behind Isaac McKay for the team lead. He had, I think it was 34 more at halftime, and Junior's had several big runs here in the second half. I think unless McKay can break one here,
right, McKay,
Junior may wind up overtaking him.
They took the quarterback out of the equation in the second half. They got that look like a strong safety linebacker walked up there.
This is McKay here.
It'll be a first down.
First down to the 45-yard line. Junior had four on the last play and one there. First down, Mountain Home with 54 seconds left. McKay wants to pass, jump pass, looking for Waymire, and just over his reach. Waymire's 6'8" and couldn't quite come up with that one.
He stopped running just a little bit, thinking he'd get up and catch it, and it just a little bit over his head. Isaac threw that off his back foot, and they tend to sail a little bit when you do that.
Stops the clock with 40 seconds left. Brings up second down. And McKay wants to pass, rolling the pocket to the right side. It's complete as Liddy makes the catch inside the 50 at the 40, we'll call it the 48-yard line. It's a pickup of about seven on the pass play.
That might have been one of the better passes he's thrown this year. Rolling to his right, he actually threw off the right foot and stepped into it and threw a line drive to Liddy, who ran a good route.
Stops the clock with 35 seconds left. Third and about four here. McKay to pass again. Looking long, right sideline, and it is up for grabs, and finally it's going to fall incomplete. Tell you what, the defender and Liddy both going up for it, and they both came down with it. Then the ball popped loose, incomplete.
That's going to be one of like Penn State, who was at Penn State, Ohio State last weekend.
Yes.
Both of them came down together. And the defender took it away from him, but they gave the touchdown to him.
Fourth and about four here for the Bombers. 26 seconds left. McKay keeps on the option, and boy, there is nothing but black jerseys there. He breaks away, but let's see where they're going to spot him. They're going to spot him at the 48. No gain on the play that time for McKay. He had one last chance to try to catch Junior, and with the fourth quarter the Junior's had, or second half I should say, we'll see the final stats, but I think he surpassed McKay for the team lead in rushing. 19 seconds left. The Bombers give it over on downs. West Memphis will have it. They'll snap it one more time, and this one will be over. They're still on the sideline, getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Elmore.
Play clock is already at 14. Fellas, y'all are dragging this out.
I mean, all you got to do is take a knee here. I don't know what you have to talk about. They're not even going to get this playoff.
Holy cow.
Oh, good grief.
They're not even going to call a penalty.
They finally did. delay of game. The official who works in the secondary is usually the one that calls that. He wasn't going to blow his whistle.
No.
It was the white hat that finally looked up and blew the whistle through the flag. West Memphis will snap it one more time here, and this one will be over. They run the ball. They didn't take a knee. They run it. Goes from the 42 to the 49, a pickup of 9 on the play. That was, just for Sonny's purposes, that was Love once again on that carry, gaining 9. So that's going to do it. 42-23, West Memphis gets the win. We'll take a break. We'll begin the postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.